This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thursday, July 30th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. Alex Jones is going to be joining us with reports. Of course, he's in Europe, as we've pointed out this week. He's in Europe this week and next week doing reports on the globalist takeover of Europe. We've seen what happened in Greece. What is going to be happening next in Italy and Spain and Portugal and Ireland, these other peripheral countries there? What is happening with the move to criminalize the possession of cash, so they can do the sorts of currency controls that we've seen in Greece? We're also going to have special reports from Paul Joseph Watson. Our reporter Joe Biggs is on location in Cincinnati to cover this latest murder by the police. This particular one was by a campus cop. Very egregious shooting. If you've seen the video, campus cop pulls over a black man. There's really nothing going on whatsoever, but we'll show the video. You can make up your own mind. He has been indicted for murder. That's the only good thing that has come out of this. We have a lot of news today, of course. We reported yesterday that there's a one-man insurgency to bring down John Boehner because the rest of the GOP doesn't really mind how he's betraying his Republican voters. We're going to talk about that later on. We're going to talk about Hillary Clinton. Camille Paglia thinks that she's not even going to make it to the primaries. Her popularity is plummeting, and for good reason. We have an article out from Mint Press. Actually, it's from Counterpunch. It's carried by Mint Press, talking about Bernie Sanders' voting record being antithetical to his purported anti-war stance. It was just a couple of days ago that we talked about how, even though he's pushing for a $15 an hour minimum wage, he pays his interns $12 an hour. How's that for hypocrisy? Well, even worse, especially for many people on the authentic left, people who really do care about the proliferation of wars and the consequences that it has for Americans and for others abroad when we get involved in unnecessary wars of empire. There's a long list of wars that he has supported, virtually all of them, going all the way back to Bill Clinton. They say that not only is he hawkish, not only did he essentially align himself with the Democrats more so than anybody else, 98% alignment with the Democrats after he got to the national stage, he was rewarded by support from the Democrat Party, financial support for his positions. He supported unequivocally Clinton's military actions in the Kosovo War in 1999. It caused one of his advisors to quit when anti-war activists occupied his office in 1999 because of his support for Clinton's war policies. He had them arrested. So much for the anti-war socialist candidate. We see this all the time. Of course, it was Alexis Tsipras, Socialist Party, that really betrayed the people in Greece. He offered them the facade of choosing whether they were going to accept the banker bailout or not. And then when they surprised everybody and said, no, even though you have punished us with taking away our cash, shutting down the banks, essentially starving us financially for a week, they had them under financial siege. They still said, no, we're not going to take that deal. But he took it anyway. He betrayed the people. And now they're actually coming after the finance minister who was trying to work a way to keep Greece solvent. He actually talked in various forums about how we want to pay back this debt, but in order to do that, you cannot destroy our economy. You need to help us to grow so that we can pay you back. These austerity programs that you're proposing, and they were proposing even worse austerity programs and had taken 25% of their economy. He said, under these austerity programs, we're not going to be able to pay you back the debt. Don't you want to work with us so that we can pay back the debt? He came up with some novel ideas about how to keep cash flowing, and now it looks like they're going to do a criminal prosecution or try to do that of Yanis Varoufakis. So we'll see what happens. We're going to be talking again. Alex Jones from Europe, Paul Joseph Watson from Europe, and Joe Biggs from Cincinnati. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, July 30th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host in Austin. We're going to be joined by Alex Jones and special reports, perhaps live. Also, we have Paul Joseph Watson joining us from Europe live. Alex is in Europe reporting, as I mentioned in the last segment, reporting on the globalist takeover of Europe, things that we have seen in Greece, things that look like they're going to be coming up with Italy, with Spain, perhaps with Ireland and Portugal. The people that the Germans and others in the center of the European Union have called the pigs, the P-I-I-G-S, those nations who are now, we've seen what happens with Greece. Now the question is, will the other people, what will they learn from these lessons, and how is this going to move forward? How does this all fit into the globalist plan of the transatlantic partnership? As Alex had pointed out earlier in the week when he was in London, Obama was a huge hero there for telling England not to get out of the European Union. All these different nations, especially, it's a very strong movement in England. The UKIP party is dedicated to getting back their sovereignty. They did not get into the euro currency, but they did get into the European Union. Many people there are not happy about that. Many people in several European countries are not happy about that. There's a lot of independence movements. So they don't want the European Union to break apart before they can join it to America, because that's part of the plan. The Trans-Pacific and the Transatlantic partnerships are being negotiated in secret. The plan is to join all those together. It's a sovereignty-stealing plan. It's not just free trade. It's crony capitalism. It is something that's going to affect copyright laws. It's going to affect your privacy on the Internet, control the Internet. These are broad, sweeping measures that are getting no exposure whatsoever in terms of what they, except for what has been leaked by WikiLeaks. I want to take a look at an article that really caught my attention today, because this is something, of course, Alex Jones has talked about for a very long time. He was ridiculed as being a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist because he said, hey, put something over your monitor, over your computer monitor, that little camera that's on the monitor. People can be watching you. Oh, you're paranoid. You're just paranoid. You think everybody's watching you. You're sitting here on the couch wearing a tinfoil hat. Well, now it's mainstream accepted news. Listen to U.S. News and World Report. Tape your webcam, they say. A few years late, but they are finally coming around. Horrifying malware can broadcast you to the world. They say the Internet is flush with webcam videos of people who clicked unwittingly on a malware link and then opened their computer to anonymous miscreants intent on mocking, blackmailing, or simply spying on them. Anonymous miscreants who would blackmail or simply spy on you. We call those people, in many cases, the NSA or the FBI. I guess we now have a new acronym. They say these are remote access Trojans, rats. Maybe we should just kind of include all these surveillance agencies into an acronym, remote access Trojans, and just call them all rats. We don't have to go through the alphabet soup of NSA, CIA, FBI. We can just call them all rats. I think that's a great way to approach this from here on out. They're Trojans, of course. And the question is, are our federal rats, our remote access Trojans, are they prophylactics or are they Trojan horses? That's the real question. Now, the Venezuelans are being thrown in jail for tweets if they criticize the government, because that's the next place where it's going. We've already seen Wesley Clark saying if you're disloyal to the government, and we're going to determine that by watching you on social media. Are you depressed because you lost your girlfriend? You don't have a job? You got family problems? Whatever. We're going to watch you, and we're going to do something about it before you get radical, before you get violent. In other words, before you commit a crime, pre-crime. Because, you know, we're picking up people, not charging them with crimes. We're taking their property, not charging them with crimes, not convicting anybody. So now let's just take people before there's anything being done. And, of course, we have Mike McCall offering a bill that will be funded through FEMA under the Department of Homeland Security that would fund this pre-crime cyber violence that they say is coming, violent extremism, this new department to combat violent extremism. Here's what Venezuela does, because we're headed down the same road. Venezuelans are being thrown in jail for tweeting and criticizing the government on Twitter. 8 people have been jailed in the last 11 months for tweeting messages that the government found offensive or thought were a threat to the country's political instability. Who created that political instability? It was Hugo Chavez and the current guy that's there that sold the people out to the bankers, just like the socialist in Greece, Tsipras, the prime minister there. Bloomberg was bragging about how they got 700% return on investment out of Venezuela. They say these guys understand that they pay the bondholders first. And in that article, they were talking about how the citizens had to go to other countries to get food, water, medicine, but they were going to get their investments covered, and they were making a killing as they killed the people there. Now, listen to what they are doing here. These are charges that range from conspiracy. Oh, that's pretty broad, isn't it? Instigating hatred to espionage and, quote-unquote, causing anxiety. Just cause anxiety.
You know, like Wesley Clark says, you got a right to be disloyal to the United States, but we got a right to segregate you for the duration of the conflict. In other words, a war on terror that is never going to end. All these people, all these charges, rather, qualify for probation, defense lawyers say, but somehow, their cases have stalled. And five of the eight people are still behind bars. They say where they're being held is a Caracas prison that is guarded by intelligence personnel of the SEBIN, the Bolivarian Service of National Intelligence. You know what they call that building that they're keeping them in, the headquarters of the SEBIN? They call it the Tomb. That organization has been around since they had right-wing military coups. So they have right-wing military coups. They create this secret police organization. Their headquarters is called the Tomb. And then they change to leftist. Still stays the same. Nothing changes. Of course, a lot of those coups were created by our own CIA, just like the coup that preceded all the problems that we have between America and Iran, the coup of Iran that established the secret police, the Savak, in Iran. Of course, we never hear about that. As far as Americans are concerned, the first time they ever heard of Iran was when the American embassy was taken over. But we have a long history of our government, of the CIA, overthrowing governments and putting in military dictatorships, but more importantly, putting in a secret police, a tyranny. So why would we think that they would ever do that here in America? Why would we think there would ever be an overthrow of our government? Why would we ever think that they would do things, that they would act on things like the NDAA? You know, yesterday we were talking about, and just briefly covered the headlines, about how there's a new encroachment on us, letting the government take our passports without trial. This is something that probably Obama will sign. This is something that is being pushed by Republicans. This is a radical attack. This is an article we had yesterday on Infowars.com from New American. A radical attack on the due process of Americans. It's received virtually no media attention. That's why I want to talk about it again today. Without trial, without criminal charges, where have you heard that before? Civil asset forfeiture for one, the NDAA for another, the war on drugs, the war on terror, they're all connected. It's all about an authoritarian government and the secret police who are going to run it. Now, of course, they give it a nice name. They say this is the FTO, the Foreign Terrorist Organization Passport Revocation Act. Oh, it's only for foreigners. It's only for terrorists. Remember, FISA was the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Now that's being used as a rubber stamp for domestic intelligence surveillance. So forget about the foreign, forget about the terrorists, because we know that they're more interested in homegrown domestic terrorists. That's what Mike McCall's bill is about. That's what Wesley Clark's floating these balloons is about. They say it didn't even receive a recorded vote, supposedly because it was uncontroversial. It passed after 15 minutes of alleged debate. Hey, that's almost as much as they're going to give to the sovereignty-destroying, copyright-extending, privacy-destroying, internet-destroying, sovereignty-destroying, transatlantic, trans-Pacific partnership agreements. They're going to get 20 minutes, a little bit more than this. So they had 15 minutes of debate. The sponsor, Ted Poe, a Republican from Texas, said the measure was adopted under a suspension of the rules that's typically used for trivialities like renaming post offices or passing massive trade treaties negotiated in secret. I added that last bit. Secretary of State may refuse to issue a passport to any individual whom the Secretary has determined has aided, assisted, abetted, or otherwise helped an organization that the Secretary has designated as a foreign terrorist organization. So that means people like Hillary Clinton, people like John Kerry, will be able to strip you of your passport, will be able to confine you in the country, without any due process, without charging you of any crime. And, of course, we've already got something very similar to that with the TSA's no-fly list. They put people on that, never explain to them. They never know they're put on that secret list until they're refused the ability to fly. They're never given an explanation as to why. No due process. They're never confronted. Not only are they not confronted with their accusers in a court, they're not even confronted with their accuser, the government. They're not even, no trial, no process of any sort whatsoever. Now, as we see these issues with privacy, and people being absolutely numb to it and the dangers of it, we have this article from the AP. Will the Internet listen to your private conversations? They talk about a young girl whose mother gave her Amazon's new Echo device. This is a $180 cylindrical device that listens to what you're talking about so it can help to serve you better, to sell products to you. Her daughter thought it was so creepy, she unplugged the device and hid it. But of course, the mother doesn't have a clue. And here's the catch. They've got a lot of these things coming. We've got an upcoming Barbie doll that's going to do the same thing. Maybe we should call it the Klaus Barbie doll. Because it was Klaus Barbie, the Gestapo, who went to Bolivia and was involved in all this stuff I just told you.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now. So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome Thursday, July 30th, 2015. As I mentioned before, Alex Jones is in Europe. He's been in Europe this week, and he has a report from us that we're going to be playing in the next segment. Spain has fallen to EU tyranny. And of course, this is something that affects us all. It's not just something that's happening in Europe. This is part of a global plan, and right now, they're trying to join us economically to Europe. That's part of taking our sovereignty, creating an economic union, then creating crisis, then saying sovereignty has to be surrendered to the center. We're already seeing that in Europe. We've seen Alan Greenspan. We've seen massive bond companies, others saying the only way we're going to solve these problems like we have in Greece is for the countries to surrender their sovereignty. And, of course, if you don't surrender your sovereignty, they take it anyway. That's what they did in Greece, as well as seizing their hard assets. So Alex is going to be joining us with that report in the next segment that we have. We also have Joe Biggs in Cincinnati covering the murder of a driver during a traffic stop. This is a campus cop who pulls a guy over and just shoots him in the head. An amazing video. We're going to play that video for you. We're also going to be talking to Joe Biggs in Cincinnati and to Paul Joseph Watson later in the show from the UK. Now, before we get back to the news, I just want to let you know this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the high-quality products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. We have a special this week on Silver Bullet. Buy two Silver Bullet, get two free. We normally sell out of Silver Bullet during the winter months. Right now, you can stock up on this. It's 30 parts per million, colloidal silver. It doesn't spoil. It doesn't get bad. If you get four now, you get four for the price of two. And there's free shipping today and tomorrow through the end of July. We've had this special on all month. There's only 2 days left of it. Free shipping in July for everything that you buy at InfoWarsLife.com. And again, you can get Silver Bullet, buy four, get for the price of two. So basically, you get it for 50% off. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Now, getting back to the articles that we're just covering here, because there was a little bit more that I wanted to say about these new devices. And I thought it was interesting that in the particular story that they had here from the Associated Press, the mother was the one who was buying this, but it was the daughter who was creeped out by having some device that was listening to everything that she was having to say. And again, as I point out, they're going to have Barbie dolls. I think they ought to put them in a Nazi uniform, a Klaus Barbie doll, maybe put it in its own, comes in its own personal internment camp that you can imagine that you're in. But this is all about the Internet of Things. You know, things like the doll Chucky from the horror movies. The Electronic Privacy Information Center, a watchdog group, wants the FTC to set security standards and strict limitation on the storage and use of personal information collected through internet-connected microphones and cameras. Well, that's great. That's a good idea, but it's not going to be stopped by legislation. It'll be stopped when parents get discernment. We have to understand where this is all going on. Now, of course, Amazon is saying that this device, the Echo, people don't need to worry about these devices eavesdropping on them. As a safeguard, it is programmed to only come on after it's activated with the press of a button or a certain keyword. Yeah, you know, like the webcam on your computer that now everybody is being warned about is easily hacked with Trojan horses, and they can watch everything that you do, put it up on the web, whatever. Good luck with that. Good luck with all of these things. You have to understand any kind of electronic device you have can be hacked and used, misused by other individuals, whether they're private individuals or whether they're the government looking to blackmail you, to spy on you, or just to collect all your data and put you in a massive database so they can run an artificial intelligence program through there and see if they think that you might possibly, according to that program, be a threat to them. Then they can pick you up and do something about it. One of the aspects of this information sharing that's very important, because understand that a big part of the way they get this information is getting it free from companies like Amazon or Apple. You know, when you talk to Siri, they record this stuff. All of these companies, your phone company, whatever, they take the legal position, the government does, they take the legal position that this information belongs to the corporation, to the phone company, to the computer company, to the toy company. And because they own information about you, they can turn it over to the government and they don't need a search warrant. That's one of the biggest loopholes in this surveillance state. And they want to increase that. They want to remove any liability from the corporations to make them reluctant. Of course, they have many ways that they can pressure the phone company with licenses, but they want to remove that liability for them. So they've brought to us several times CISPA. CISPA, the P stands for protection. They're protecting the corporations. Now, they're offering it again, but without the P there. So you don't ask. It's just Cyber Intelligence Sharing Act. We all need to fight this. There's an organization that's fighting it called Fight for the Future. They're sending faxes to them. The ultimate obnoxious spam is sending a fax. They said this is 1984.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here, reporting live from Barcelona, Spain. We're also going to be reporting from Madrid and other cities. We're investigating the press reports that basically all of Europe is falling into classical tyranny with capital controls, restrictions on the press, persecution of even mild political speech, stuff that used to be a huge deal when other countries did it. So what's happening to the West? InfoWars.com is investigating. Now, I'd be very careful about what I say while I'm inside this country. We have not just discovered the fascism, the tyranny in the newspapers. in Zero Hedge in the United States, London Independent in the UK, basically breaking down the fact that 1984 has come to Spain. We have already experienced it and can't even talk about it until we get out of the country. And I'm not going to be at this point giving folks details about when we'll specifically be leaving and going to the next EU country falling under totalitarianism, in their words. That said, the headlines are everywhere that people are being fined for criticizing police response times. No free speech. They announced just a month ago 10 things you can't do. One of them is criticize the king in any way. Now, again, this is supposedly a Western country. We hear criticisms of organizations and groups in China or in Cuba. And we were all brought up that was just absolutely horrible and terrible. But now, not just here, but in the UK as well, they're now nabbing people off the streets that try to go to Draw Muhammad cartoon events. So free speech is being eliminated. It's being expanded across the board. The United States is trying to bring this in as well. So I want to be clear. We're not picking on Spain. This is a beautiful country. I've studied its history a lot. It's amazing. It has an ancestral memory of being invaded by the Moors out of North Africa and then having to be reconquered by groups out of northern Spain and Europe. And they have been basically through a lot in the last 1,000-plus years. So it's ingrained in the culture to get in line with totalitarianism. But before I get into the latest developments, it's important to note that Francisco Franco, who in the early 30s basically staged a coup to take over Spain, then groomed Juan Carlos, who wasn't even in line to the throne, to be his replacement upon his death in 1975. Anybody can look this up. It was only Spain that didn't get in trouble at the end of World War II. Italy, of course, got in deep trouble. My grandfather was part of the invasion of that country. Germany lost 20-plus million people for the activities of the Nazi Party. Spain, that was the first fascist nation to basically join Germany even before El Duce, Mussolini, never got in trouble for it. Now, I want to be clear. The communists killed more people in Russia and in China than the fascists did. So it's not a question of lesser of two evils. I understand why a lot of Spanish people didn't want to go under the tyranny of the Soviets. And they engaged in incredible atrocities and, quite frankly, made the fascists look like good guys. So I'm not comparing Franco to Hitler because I've studied it. He wasn't. But he did call himself totalitarian. And then they put Juan Carlos in 75. They supposedly had these faux reforms. They're now getting rid of those. And we have experienced it here. Not any security at the airport other than guys walking up with machine guns and staring at us in the face and doing it to everybody else, families, you name it, and then saying welcome to the country, letting us right in. Then we went to just get a couple hundred euros exchange to pay for taxis. It's a lot of taxis only take cash. And it was just, you know, incredible. Well, where's your hotel? Well, give us this. We'll give us that. And they're putting in an Interpol database. Let us see your passport. Where are you going? How long are you staying? And they were putting it in an Interpol database right in front of us. See, capital controls are coming here. They're coming to Greece. You have 40% unemployment in this country. With the collapse of society, we're going to see a move towards totalitarianism that is going to stifle the incredibly rich culture of Spain and other countries. The problem is the globalists have sold socialism and communism as the answer to fascism when it's something that's even a more virulent variation historically than even fascism. But it's like, you know, picking strychnine or cyanide. They'll both kill you dead in a hammer. So this is a rich people, a rich culture, really nice folks, very, very polite. A lot of amazing, you know, obviously art is everywhere. The architecture anywhere you look is simply amazing, whether it's medieval or whether it's more modern. It's just that one thing is we're here. Down at one of the famous cathedrals, just videotaping it. And cops run over and get in our face and erase what's on our cameras and apologize for it, but they were bugging their eyes out at us. And they said, oh, we have to do this because of Islamic extremism. And I understand this country got invaded and taken over by that. Then why is their government bringing it in at record levels? And then using it against people like us that came here with an open mind to try to basically investigate what's happening, what's unfolding. Again, there'll be a lot more that we're going to be reporting on in the next few days here, but this is not a free country. And the veneer of freedom is basically evaporating. It's basically being disappeared for the people that live in this once Christian nation. And as the Christian culture dies, which it's now doing, I mean, just 20 years ago, upwards of 90% of people went to church in Spain. And people say, oh, I'm sick of church. Well, the point is it was some culture. Now, something like 10% go. Same thing with England. And into that vacuum of globalist tyranny and the big banks looting people and the crony capitalism not letting the economy flourish, socialism is coming in and communism is coming in. And so they're putting a police state in place to counter that. So it's basically a choice of fascism or communism. And I just don't want either choice. But I'm not going to sit here and say that right-wing fascism is worse than communism, because historically it's just communism is the worst thing there is. But that's the false choice you're given. We need to transcend that and have a culture of art, have a culture of true liberty around the Bill of Rights and Constitution itself that comes out of Magna Carta, itself that comes out and helped create the Renaissance that Spain's been a big part of when it comes to art and literature and everything else. So I come to you from the country of For Whom the Bell Tolls, of course, the Ernest Hemingway novel about the Spanish Civil War. He was here during the Spanish Civil War. He wrote a fiction novel about it. George Orwell wrote a nonfiction book about his experiences here and was wounded fighting the fascists. And I totally get why he was fighting the fascists, but he even wrote in his essays, you can buy them in big compendium books, that turn out the communists were just as bad or worse. And that's what 1984 is about, is if Stalin would have taken over England and Europe, what the world would be like. And now we've just got the globalists in charge who are just a high-tech version, in the words of Aldous Huxley, of a Brave New World model. So, again, we're not trying to give you buzzwords here. We're not trying to demonize anybody here. It's going to be the Spanish police whose children end up losing their future as well. And they're allowing fascism to come in. It's going to be set up. It's going to fall to corporate communism where the corporations are offshore. They're above the law. They're exempt. Diplomatic immunity. And there's communism on the ground. In fact, I predict if the New World Order has its way and the EU superstate's able to implode what's left of national sovereignty to bring in this tyranny, I predict that these nations will all fall to a form of what I'm coining techno or technotronic or technocratic communism. And that's what we're facing because, again, it's communism on the ground, first socialism into communism on the ground to domesticate, to have controlled economies, with those controlled economies serviced by above-the-law megacorporations, less than 10 of them. There's about 100 right now, 6 media companies, 5 banks. But it's all consolidating right now, and all the ideologies, fascism, communism, all the fake choices we're given will mean nothing when this comes in. But remember, I'm in the only country that didn't fall at the end of World War II that was fascist. And they had a soft fascism after that, but it's back. And I can tell you, I've been in third world countries. I've been in Central America. I've been in totalitarian regimes. And in England, they're also passing similar laws. There has been a conscious decision made to do this. So keep an eye on us here. We hope to move to the next country and cover what's happening in Italy and in Greece and other areas. But they're moving to loot the Spanish pension funds. They're moving to loot people's private bank accounts now with bail-ins. This is coming to the United States, and that's why I'm here, was to investigate firsthand exactly what's happening. But just a beautiful country. Always wanted to come here. I've read so many history books about it, and I got to tell you, it's even more amazing than a lot of the stuff I saw in the central areas of London. Been there many times. We just picked a church courtyard here because it was a lot quieter from the city noise. This is not even a snapshot of what's happening and unfolding. I'm going to throw this back to a live transmission with David Knight. I'll be trying to call in or Skype in later in the broadcast as well. But this is the most concerned I've ever been. Because let me explain something. Most countries like England and others that are becoming fascist, they care about the press. Like when Canada held me for 15 hours for no reason. You can tell, and you see it in the news, they don't care, folks. They don't care. And the police told me, we don't care. And we'll be getting more into what's been going on since then. But this is a very, very serious situation. And it is very, very sad for this country. All right, Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. More taped reports, more live reports, and more special reports coming. If you're watching this transmission, you are the hope of humanity. You are the resistance.
And again, that's Alex Jones reporting from Spain. And as he was pointing out, they have enacted recently very strict laws, not only against domestic reporters, but about anybody who's doing any kind of reporting. So he's very limited about what he can say. He said the police are getting into their face, telling them what they can and cannot report. I wasn't sure if he said that they took any footage from them. Probably did. As I'm hearing that and thinking about the long history of authoritarian government in Spain, as he pointed out, they were the only fascist government not to fall at the end of World War II. I'm thinking of the Monty Python skit, you know, where they're I can just vision Rob Dew and Alex Jones following a report. Like, nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition, right? Some guy jumps in front of him. Our three main elements are. I won't go into that whole thing. I'll spare you from that. But, of course, as we were pointing out before, we've already seen this happen in Greece. The Greek Prime Minister Tsipras says that Greece was forced to accept a recessionary bailout. He's not even trying to tell people that it's good for them. There's no way that you can put a positive spin on this thing. Why would he give the Greek people a referendum and then turn right around and give them a far, far, far worse deal? I mean, $50 billion in hard assets, another €36 billion, and extend and pretend loans. And, of course, the previous week, the economic minister, Varoufakis, who I believe did not want to see cash controls put on and did not support that and thought that he had an agreement. He mentioned that at the beginning of the day on Sunday, and then by that evening they had enacted cash controls. He said, we would never do cash controls. It's anathema to us. But by the end of the day, they had them. So there was this division even within that government. So I don't know how much of that they were forced to accept. I'm sure he would have liked to have done what the people in Greece wanted, but not so much that he would fight the globalists for it. He didn't have the will to do that. Now, today there has been a fourth Planned Parenthood video that has aired. This one is also very damning, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But, of course, the interesting thing is that even though Planned Parenthood is telling us there's really nothing here, this is just a hoax, it's phony, this is information that is not incriminating, you've got them telling all the media outlets, and the media outlets are pretty much playing along with it, as Camille Paglia was absolutely outraged. A feminist, she said. She supports a woman's right to an abortion. She has been a member of Planned Parenthood, but she was outraged by what these videos showed from Planned Parenthood and outraged about how they had been censored in the media. Now we've got Stem Express, one of the companies that's buying the baby parts, went to court to put a gag order on these videos, at least the ones that involve them. An L.A. Superior Court issued a temporary injunction Tuesday to stop the Center for Medical Progress from releasing any video showing three officials from Stem Express, a company that transfers fetal tissue from abortions performed at Planned Parenthood and other clinics to medical researchers. Stem Express said that they are grateful that its rights have been vindicated in a court of law, but the center said in a statement that the court threw out most of the company's requests. They say Stem Express is attempting to use meritless litigation to cover up this illegal baby parts trade, to suppress free speech, to silence the citizen press reporting on issues of burning concern to the American public. Yeah, they're called the Center for Medical Progress. Maybe we won't only get medical progress, but maybe we'll get some media progress out of this when people see how controlled the media is. This is a huge story on so many different fronts, because as this issue points out, it's not just Planned Parenthood selling it. It's the people who are buying the parts, creating the market, and doing the experiments for it. You know, it wasn't just the soldiers in the Nazi concentration camps who killed people or who performed these horrific procedures on their prisoners without their informed consent, like we now have the laws that are taking away our medical informed consent. It wasn't just those people who actually did it, but it was also the doctor, Dr. Mengele, who wanted it for research that he said was for the good of all mankind. It's always for the good of all mankind. It was for the good of all mankind when they did the Tuskegee experiments. and lied to people telling them that they were getting treatment for syphilis when they weren't. That's what we always see as the answer for this. Now, let's take a look at this fourth video that just came out. We're not going to play a lot of the video here. We don't have very much time for it. But here are some of the things that were said in the video. I want to just give you a really quick rundown. This is a video that was done of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains. This is a facility in Colorado, does over 10,000 abortions a year. They have a contract to supply aborted fetal tissue, I would say to provide aborted baby body parts, to Colorado State University in Fort Collins. Here's some of the things that they said. Sometimes if someone delivers before we get to see them for a procedure, then we are intact. In other words, if somebody has the baby before they do the abortion, then we have an intact baby. Think about that. Let that sink in. If they have the baby before we see them for the procedure, we are intact. No, the baby is intact. So in other words, they're saying that if somebody has a second trimester birth, then they kill that child and sell the body parts. That's what they're talking about. Let's translate that for you. You can watch this. You can think for yourself. You can see these video clips. Some more things that they said. We'd have to do a little bit of training with the providers or something to make sure that they don't crush fetal organs during the second trimester abortions. This is absolutely amazing. They say putting it under research gives us a little bit of overhang over the whole thing. If you have someone in a really anti-state who's going to be doing this for you, you're probably going to get caught. But we got it figured out with our lawyer, Kevin Paul. He's got it figured out that even if, because we talked to him in the beginning, you know, we don't want to get you called on, say, selling body parts across state lines, which is what they're doing. So they know how to spin this. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Spend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
To the Alex Jones Show, I want to go over a little bit more of this fourth video from Planned Parenthood. We're also going to talk a little bit about the report that is coming up. Joe Biggs is in Cincinnati looking into what is happening there after this campus cop was just shown on video shooting a motorist in the head. He has been charged with murder, but he has pled not guilty. So Joe Biggs is going to be joining us to talk about that in the next hour. We also have Paul Joseph Watson coming up later in the program. Before we get back to the news, I just want to let you know that this half hour, the Alex Jones Show, is brought to you by the high-quality products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. Products like Knockout. As I've pointed out, there's a lot of ways that you can get your body back into a natural rhythm to try to get your sleep. You can get yourself off of artificial lighting. You can go camping, get back into the cycle of natural sunrises and sunsets. You can hope that that's going to reset your melatonin cycle. And, of course, that's a key part of what sets your sleep cycle. Many people use melatonin if they're traveling to reset their clock because of jet lag. But we have a new product at InfoWarsLife.com, Knockout. It uses sleep-support ingredients like melatonin, but it also has valerian root, L-tryptophan, and other natural ingredients to help you get to sleep easier. Again, that's Knockout. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. And we have free shipping, not only on Knockout, not only on our buy two, get two free silver bullet, as well as all of our products at InfoWarsLife.com. We have that for the next 2 days through the end of July. So that's today and tomorrow. That free shipping for the month of July will end then. So stock up now. You can get everything for free shipping. And this Knockout product is, as part of its introductory offer, it is $10 off. That's 30% off of the regular price. Now, going back to this fourth video that we have from Planned Parenthood, as we had to go to break, I was just talking about how they were skirting the law. They said, if you're in a real anti-state, anti-abortion state, you're going to have somebody doing this for you. You're probably going to get caught. But we have a lawyer, they say, Kevin Paul. He's helping the affiliates skirt the fetal tissue law. Here's a quote from the video. He's got it figured out that he knows that even if, because we talked to him in the beginning, you know, we were like, we don't want to get called on, you know, selling fetal parts across states. And the buyer asks in the video, and you feel confident that they're building those layers of legal protection, layers of plausible deniability, layers of gray area, they say. Says, oh, yeah, I'm confident our legal will make sure that we're not put in that situation. They know that's what they're doing. They know that's what they're doing. But they're going to game the system in order to do that. Now, they have 9 more videos that are planned. There's already been a restraining order put on them that would apply to any videos that would include STEM Express. STEM Express, again, is part of this. They are providing the market for these parts, as well as the federal government providing the market for these baby parts. As we've got an article on InfoWars.com talking about the 9 more videos coming out, Steve Watson has some tweets in there. This is from Fox News. They say, L.A. judge issues orders preventing publication of anti-abortion video. Troubling at best. Someone named Truth Agenda replies, Planned Parenthood insists that it isn't worried. Yeah, right. Somebody is very worried. But, of course, the Planned Parenthood president says these extremist videos, that sounds like the kind of language that could get you locked away in one of Wesley Clark or FEMA's internment camps. These extremist videos are nothing short of an attack on women. No, they're actually an attack on women and men, because that's what these babies would become. They say they're being secretly filmed without consent. Yeah, it's called a sting operation. I have a picture here from Abby Johnson, who was with us earlier in the week. She testified in Texas. She says, this is what it looks like when Planned Parenthood is called to testify. And it's a picture of an empty room that didn't even bother to show up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.